With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Donald Trump has lost an appeal in the case charging him with plotting to overturn the 2020 election. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The former president claimed he's immune from prosecution for any actions taken while in office. But a federal appeals court panel rejected that argument and ruled that Trump can face trial for actions related to the January 6th Capitol riot. A Trump campaign spokesman said the former president respectfully disagrees with the D.C. Circuit's decision and will appeal it in order to safeguard the presidency and the Constitution. At this point, an appeal could be made to either the U.S. Supreme Court or the entire U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The U.S. House is ready to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Mayorkas deserves to be impeached.
In my review and my understanding and everything I've known and read and studied over the years, I don't believe there's ever been a cabinet secretary who was so blatantly, openly, willfully, and without remorse, did exactly the opposite of what the federal law requires him to do. It's an extreme measure, but extreme times call for extreme measure.
The effort has drawn concerns from constitutional scholars and rebukes from Democrats who say the charges are policy disputes and hardly grounds for impeachment. A Michigan jury has found a school shooter's mother guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the deaths of four students in 2021. The verdict returned Tuesday makes Jennifer Crumbly the first parent in the U.S. to be held responsible for a child carrying out a mass school attack. Prosecutors said Crumbly was grossly negligent. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 141 points, the NASDAQ and S&P both up by 11. This is SRN News. Democrats from the Biden administration are down on trying to bar Christian agencies from participating in foster care because they don't accept the LGBT agenda. Herbie Newell is president of Lifeline Children's Services.
We need to realize that these things are real. It's not talking points. It's not politicians trying to scare you. Truly, there are states, the federal government is trying to limit the exposure of faith-based people and specifically Christians from entering into this space.
He says liberals need a history lesson.
These services are distinctively Christian. They're biblical. It was the church from the very beginning in the book of Acts and then in the first century. It was the church that was caring for orphans and widows and vulnerable children and vulnerable people.
Newell believes that Christian foster care ministries must use the law to protect their inalienable rights. This is SRN News. Honda's recalling over 750,000 vehicles.
It's because a faulty sensor may cause the front passenger airbags to inflate when they're not supposed to. The recall covers much of the Honda and Acura model lineup from 2020 to 2022. The front passenger seat weight sensor may crack in short circuit and fail to disable the airbag as intended. The sensors are required to turn off the airbags if children or small adults are in the seats. If that doesn't happen, it increases the risk of injury. Dealers will replace the seat sensors at no cost to owners. John Scott reporting.
Investigators say bolts that helped secure a panel on the Boeing jetliner were missing before the panel blew off in the plane in flight last month. The National Transportation Safety Board issued a preliminary report Tuesday into the January 5th accident. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.